Okay, we're moving forward. Here we go. So we're where we finished off just now, wherever that was. Where's Gil? I need him over here. So we're about 8 lines down. So Koshu Kroy Ahodadi. There's a contradiction between the Pesukim. Ksiv Vikach at Moshe es atzmos Yosef imoy, and he took, the bones of Yosef with him. Moshe, right? Moshe took them, Uksiv, and then it says, the es atzmos Yosef and the bones of Yosef asher ha'elu b'nei Yisrael, that b'nei Yisrael brought up. So it sounds like it was, and this is actually in Yeshua. So asking a contradiction. So if you look at the Chumash, it sounds like that Moshe Rabbeinu did the burial. But if you read it in Yeshua, it sounds like it was B'nai Yisrael did it. So who did it? So we're going there. So Amma Rebbe Chama B'Rebbe Chanina. Kol Oise Dova, right? Somebody does something, i.e. starts a thing, V'loi Gomro, and he doesn't finish it off. Uba Acher V'Gomro, and comes another person, and he finishes it off. Basically, someone, right? Mala Alava Kosov, the Torah gives credit al shigomroi on the person who finished it, ki'ilu, as if osoi, he did it all. Basically, so seeing as Moshe Rabbeinu did not, I suppose in the Chumash, we're telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in the burial of Yosef HaTzadik, right? But when it comes to retell the story, I suppose later in Yeshua, it attributes the burial to Klal Yisrael, because they were the ones who finished it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just the burial, it's a tribute to the taking up.
Yeah, everything, right, the whole thing.
But that's the important thing, because of course the burial was done by...
Correct.
But even the earlier part, which Moshe Rabbeinu did, it now says that Yisrael did.
Yes, correct. Yes, because it says Ha'elu. Very good. Yeah, that's the Chiddush, right, very good. Right, Yisrael, if you heard that, you're just pointing out that the point is that we're attributing the first bit to B'nai Yisrael, the second bit's Pasha. Okay, Rebbe Elazar Oimer, right, a further, in this principle, somebody who starts something and doesn't finish, Af Moridin Oisoi Megadul Osoi. Also, it's going to basically, he's going to get sacked, or he's going to get demoted, if a person, so this is not talking about Moshe Ben, you'll see what this is talking about, Tichsiv, it says, Vayahi, so this is talking about Yehuda, right, Vayahi Ba'esahi, V'yorad Yehuda. Right, it was in that time that Yehuda went down. So this is right after the incident with, so basically like this. Yehuda was the one who started to save Yosef Tzadik when he was from being killed. He said, Mar Betzor, right? Why are we going to kill him? Let's make a bit of money. Let's sell him. Good Jewish, right? But his plan... Yeah, it was really to save him. So basically, he got him down from he stopped him to kill him, and then he was going to save him, but he never finished off. He never actually he could have saved Yosef HaTzadik, and he didn't. So this was a taina on Yehuda, and so basically, he started the mitzvah of saving Yosef, but he didn't finish it. So what happens after that? So the incident. He did save his life, true, but that was maybe it's a kosher mitzvah, but it wasn't a mahudah mitzvah, right? So so right after that, then the incident with Yehuda and Tamar. So it says, and we saw this before with Shimshon, Yehuda went down, remember? Is Timna down or is it up, right? So he went down. So basically, he went down from his gedula. And Rebbe Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar, Af Koiva Ishtoi Ubonov. And furthermore,
it's a different pasuk from the Timna, isn't it?
It could be, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Because I thought Timna was.
Yeah. Okay, good, fine. You can check it after. But okay, good. Af Koiva Ishtoi Ubonov. He also. Oh, he said an Aliyah, right, by him. Right, exactly, yeah. That was Shimshon as your reader. Correct, you must be right, yeah. Yeah, Af Koiva Ishtoi Ubonov. He also married his. Thank you. He also married. Just wait. He also buried his wife and his sons, Dixiv, for Thomas ben Bashua, and Shua died. We have technical problems now. So that was his wife. Yeah, Ashes Yehuda, Vagoma, Ugsiv v'yomas v'oinon. And also his sons died v'oinon. So that all came to... So Rashi points out there's a difference over here, because look at Rashi of...
Recording in progress.
Okay, sorry. So basically we just said...
The sequence
isn't correct. Right, correct. You're correct. Right, so Abram was just saying that this... Right, it's out of order. But let's just look at this better. So basically we said, Abram just asked now, we just said that he also is going to bury his wife and his children. And Abram asked, it's out of order. Now, but let's just look at this Rashi, because it's important Rashi. Right? Af moridinoi so migdulosoi. But you see this Rashi, it's like kind of nearly midway down. Minashamayim, right? We take him down from his greatness. Lamaskil ve'enu goymer. Somebody who starts and doesn't finish, yeah? Ela imke ne'enas. Unless he was... basically stopped by onus, because Moshe Rabbeinu was onus by him. He wasn't able to do it because he shemais be'eber yarden, because he died, so he couldn't finish it. But Yehuda was even worse in a sense, because he could have potentially finished it and he didn't. Okay, va'amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav. So I jumped a bit. The first Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Mipnei Ma Nikra Yosef Atzmois Bechayav. Why was he called Yosef Atzmois Bechayav? Why was he called bones in his life? Because it says basically when Moshe Rabbeinu made the when Yosef made the Maker Shavua. If you look at Rashi over here, Nikra Yosef Atzmois Bechayav. It says Shenemar. This is when Yosef made the Maker Shavua. It says Vahali Semi should take up as Atzmoisoi my bones mizeh. But Odenu Chai, why did he say take up my bones? Just say take me up, and however you are, you know. So, answers the Gemara, Mipnei Shalom Micha Bechvoid Aviv, because he didn't protest on behalf of the honor of his father. The Akam relayed that his brother said to him, Avdcha Avinu. They said, your servant, our father. So they were calling him, right, your servant. They should have said, no, he's not yours, right? He's not my servant. V'lo amar lahu, right? V'lo midi, he didn't protest. Another statement. V'amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, v'isema Rebbe Chama v'Rebbe Chanina, mipnei ma meis Yosef. Why did Yosef die, koidim le'echov, before his brothers? Okay, answer. Mipnei shehinhig atzmo b'rabonus. Because he... basically, he was accustomed, he was involved in Rabbonus, means being a leader, being involved in politics. So it says that, yeah, speaks about in Perkei Avos, basically this is a segula for dying early, to be involved in Rabbonus. Now, Yosef Hurad Mitzrayma, and Yosef now was taken down to Mitzrayma. I'm a Rabbi Elazar, it says Rabbi Elazar, Al Tikri Hurad, don't say Hurad. Hurad means he was taken down, it's passive. Ella Horid, he took down, right? Which is causative, yeah? Shehorid, because he took down at Ganini Paro, the stargazers of Paro, Migduloson, from their Gduloson. So he made them look stupid, because he was able to interpret the dreams, and they weren't. So basically, he made them look smaller. What? Asanige is the stargazers. It's like his magicians, his stargazers. Okay. Vayik carrying Darshan the Pesukim. Vyakniyeu Potiphar Saris Paro. And he bought him, Potiphar, right? Who was the Saris, who was the eunuch. However you say it. The Soris of Paro. So, Amar Rav, says Rav, Shekonoi, Potiphar, bought him La'atzmo, for himself.
What was Soris?
Soris means a eunuch. Yeah? And he bought him for himself, meaning, right? I mean, he bought him because Yosef was extremely beautiful. Potiphar wanted to have relations with him. Ah, he's a eunuch. So it seems like it wasn't all cut off. It was a partial eunuch, right?
So I mean, you're taking out the words in brackets?
Yes, because Rashi says.
Yep.
Let's, yeah. Bar Gabriel, you'll see this. Bar Gabriel, right? Uporoi, and in his poro. So look at Rashi over here, that he basically says that he gave him an additional circumcision, right? An additional circumcision. So I suppose he finished the job off, which is priya, is the last stage of a milah, yeah? So, and we're going to prove this from the Pesukim. It says, Mikara, Ksiv, from the beginning it says, Ksiv Potiphar. It says Potiphar, that was his normal name. But then, Ilbasoif, he got an addition because he had a subtraction. They called him Potiphera. He was called Petiphera, meaning there was a Pora. He had Priya to him. Okay. Me, Lon, God, and Moshe. Who is greater than Moshe? V'chulei. V'yom Hashem, Eli, Ravloch. Right, so this is after the May Meriva. They didn't go. That Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "It's enough, Ravloch." So you have three different interpretations of what this is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, and right, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "And Hashem said to me, it's Ravloch." So the question is, what's Ravloch? We're gonna have three pshatim. Amar Rebbe Levi. Right, so this is familiar. We had this before in this Biser. Barav Biser, because Moshe Rabbeinu gave tidings, so he said, yeah, Barav. Barav Bisruhu. So he got Barav Bisruhu is enough. Because he said enough to somebody, he got enough back to him. We'll explain now. Barav Biser. Right, so he said Rav Lechem. This is when he says Rav Lechem B'nei Levi. He said to Korach, you know, mate, you've got enough. You know, you're a Levi. You don't need anything. You don't need the Kahuna as well. So maybe there's some Barav Bisru. So he also got this back to him. Yeah, Rav Loch, it's enough for you. Yeah, you know, you don't have to go into Eretz Yisrael as well. You know, you've had enough. One interpretation. Dovrachad, other interpretation. Okay. Ravloch, right? What does Ravloch mean? Rav Yeshlecha. You have a Rav, meaning you have somebody who's in charge of you. And who is that? A Manu. Who's the Rav of you of Moshe Rabbeinu? Is Yeshua. Meaning, because at the end of his life, basically, he gave the leadership over to Yeshua. Dovrachad, third pshat. Yeah. Ravloch. Right, Ravloch means enough. Yeah, Shaloi, basically stop davening. Right, enough prayer. Right, Shaloi Yomer, so people shouldn't say, Harav Kamakosha, the master, how how strict he is, meaning not bending. That's Hashem by not listening to Moshe Rabbeinu, acquiescing to his tefillas. Yeah, the Talmud Kama Sarvan and the Talmud, how much is he basically requesting, and he's not getting answered. So Hashem was saying, please, it doesn't look good, you just please be quiet, don't ask anymore. But Kol Kach Lama, now going on all three of these things, this seems pretty strict to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, the first one is that we said that I forgot what the first one was. Rav Bisruhu, right, that, and yeah, you're not going to Eretz Israel, or you know, right, that's enough, or that's basically a stop davening. But Kol Kach Lama, Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Lefum Gamla, according to the camel, meaning what kind of camel have you got? Is Shichna, is its load. Meaning if you've got a strong camel, excuse me, you're going to give it a big load.
What's the place?
Lefum. Means Lefi, according to. Right. I'm going to stop here before I start.